Total HIPAA Compliance prepares health insurance agents and employers that offer health benefits plans meet the HIPAA compliance requirements. We complete the required documents and provide customized online HIPAA training through our HIPAA Prime service. Today's podcast covers issues important for health insurance agents. Jason Karn, Total HIPAA's Chief Compliance Officer, interviews David C. Smith, nationally recognized as a health and welfare benefits compliance expert. Today's podcast is titled, Are Carriers Requiring Agencies to Prove They Are HIPAA Compliant?
What we've heard some rumblings on is that carriers are now starting to require agents to prove compliance, starting to prove HIPAA compliance. And otherwise, if they don't, they're starting to lose their contracts. Have you started hearing this in your circles and with people you're working with?
I've seen a couple different areas where they're starting to do this, and particularly involving carrier relationships where that carrier might have had a large breach. Mm-hmm. And so they're in an effort to demonstrate their full acknowledgement of their past sins is requiring everybody to comply to the same level that they've now got to comply.
Right.
For a lot of agents and employers, no one was really going to pay attention to this until someone screwed it up badly.
Right.
And, you know, we've had a handful of agency breaches, but none of them have been serious the way that we've seen some, you know, provider offices. What you're starting to see is this mentality that if we don't show or demonstrate that our business associates are compliant, then we're assuming liability. And, you know, there is a little bit of the lawyers are in charge. But I also think that from an agency perspective, it's recognizing that the world is changing. Mm-hmm. You know, how many agents do most of their business over fax machines now? Not many.
Right.
How many of them do 90% of their, you know, true communication with their clients by email? Almost all of them.
Right.
And so, you know, it's one of those areas where take that extra step, get the encryption.
Yeah.
And show that you've taken the steps. For the most part, this isn't an endeavor that's going to cost somebody tens of thousands of dollars to comply. Mm-hmm. Most agencies can do the work that's necessary and prove they're compliant without having to, you know, go out and bar against, you know, their daughter's marriage fund or something. I mean, it's not going to be an unreasonable sum to show compliance.
We talk about that a lot, actually, here, is that we say, you know, there are a lot of tools that you're currently using. You just may not be leveraging properly. You may not have the proper agreements in place. And the other item is that the cost of compliance is much less than the cost of trying to fix the problem after the horse has gotten out of the barn.
Yeah, it's the change the oil or change the engine problem.
Right.
And, you know, for a lot of agents, it's just a matter of saying, this is a little bit of maintenance that avoids a lot of problems down the road.
Right.
And, you know, in the course of everything else that's going on, things slip through the cracks. And I think for the most part, there's some acknowledgement of that. But the reality is that while the regulatory environment in Washington may be changing, mm-hmm. and maybe the HIPAA police won't be, you know, flying their black helicopters around America to do audits as much in the next, you know, 4 years as they have in the last eight. What people forget too is that state attorneys general have very broad authority to also enforce HIPAA.
Right.
And a lot of states have now adopted laws in that same vein that give them the opportunity to really be exposed to bigger problems. So it's an area where a little bit of maintenance solves what could otherwise be not only a bad fine or penalty, but also a ton of negative media attention that none of them really want.
The other thing we've been seeing too, and this is fairly recent, is upholding HIPAA as a standard of care. So not only in the physician space, I mean, I could see this as an issue potentially facing agents, is that if a client feels like that a agent did something malicious with their information or was even negligent with their information, that that could be held as a standard of care and sued under that, which is interesting because HIPAA, you know, explicitly says that a person can't sue.
They can, you know, and even here in North Carolina, the only real way to bring a HIPAA enforcement action against, say, a provider is for it to be treated as a medical malpractice action.
Right.
And that the physician or the hospital has breached their duty to the standard of care to protect the information that they have and are entrusted with. And it's an area where keeping agents at least cognizant and cautious about has not always been easy.
Right.
And, you know, it is a lot like saying to your friends, don't do that because something bad can happen. And then something bad happens and, you know, you can never say I